Harry, was Sweet Creature written about a specific person?
In my opinion, I think most songs are written for one listener, in my personal opinion. In the way that I think, you know, people who write books, I think, probably write them for one reader. And, yeah, I think it's a really amazing way of being able to say something to someone that, you know, maybe they'll never know it's about them. Maybe there's one thing in there that only they will know it's about them. I think it's, you know, like I said, it's so much easier to say something in a song than it is to say it to someone. And I think it's really amazing to be able to communicate through that and be able to wrap up everything that you want to say in 3.5 minutes and say it in a song.
For lack of, like, not wanting to, like, really analyze your art, right? You kind of said without saying that the song is kind of about somebody, right? You had a message that you were looking to convey. Who makes you feel at home?
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair acknowledgement, yeah.
So does this person know the song is written about them?
I actually don't know. Ah. I think the thing that's important to remember is it's not always necessarily the first thing that you might think of. But I obviously would never tell someone that what they thought was wrong. I think the best thing about music is that everyone can take away different things from stuff.
It's different to every ear.
And that's not wrong. There's not really a wrong answer. I feel like a lot of my favorite songs that mean something to me, I'd be disappointed if someone told me that they're about something else. It might ruin the song for me. So, yeah, I think Sweet Creature is definitely about one person. Yeah, I think it's important to remember that, you know, there's many different types of things that could be about, you know, a person. Yeah. Know what I mean?
It's okay, I know.
Answer?
Yeah, was Blackbird by the Beatles an inspiration for the song? Because I've been seeing a lot of comparisons between those two.
Oh, yeah? I mean, I'm a massive fan of that song. It's incredible.
Good song.
So, I mean, being mentioned in the same breath as that song is a huge compliment. Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to write stuff that was for me and what I feel sounded like me and was that I wanted to say and listen to. And I feel really happy with it so far.
Do you have a hand in the fashion that is a part of, like, the album? Like, that blue velvet suit is gorgeous. It's very unique. Did somebody pitch that to you, or did you find it?
No, we found it. I think the thing that's really fun with music is you get to, you know, you see everything now as well, and that has obviously become part of music in that people get to present stuff in the way that they want to present stuff. And I think it's a really good place to be able to, like, have fun with it and express yourself. And I guess just show the music in the way that you'd want to show it, I think. And it's a very cool way of being able to have some fun, I think.
We're going on tour. This is a very unique tour.
Mm.
It is a very intimate venue.
We're going,
you know,
on tour.
Type situation. You must be really excited to perform in intimate venues, right?
I am very excited, yeah. I think it's my first album. It's my first tour. And I'm going to be playing some amazing venues that a lot of my favorite artists have played. They're amazing rooms. And I wanted to go and play these songs for some fans who wanted to come and watch and listen. So I'm very much looking forward to it. It's going to be really nice, I think. And the band I'm going to be with are amazing, and I think it's gonna be a fun run.
By the way, you said rooms, right? Not arenas, not stadiums, nothing like that. Are you preparing differently mentally and creatively to cater to an audience of a smaller size?
Just kitchens. We're just playing kitchens exclusively across the U.S.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. There's a lot of people who would open their kitchen up
right?
to you. Yeah.
That would be lovely.
You get a lot
Otherwise
of food.
Otherwise, it'd be a bad kitchen, though. No kitchens. I mean, yeah, it's very exciting. I'm looking forward to, you know, I think the energy that you can feel in those rooms, they're some of my favorite shows that I've ever been to are in rooms very similar to the ones that we're going to be playing. So I'm excited to see how it goes.
How long does it take you to get dressed and get ready in the morning? Like, do you sit in front of the mirror in your closet for a while, or is it quick?
It's pretty quick, man.
Okay.
Pretty quick.
Because you always look real cool when you're out and about.
But I think the coolness
Thanks.
Is... But the coolness is kind of like the real quickness of it, right? The dishevelment, right? You didn't try, but you tried.
You just have to be comfortable, man.
Yeah.
Comfort is cool.
You just have to be comfortable.
All right, Harry, everyone wants to know about the hair.
The best way.
Is the hair going to stay a little shorter, or are you going to grow it back out?
Undecided. I'm enjoying both right now. I'm enjoying both.
Are we going to...
Right now, I just add a little trim. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Same.
Yeah, a little breezy behind the ears.
Are we going to bring back...
That's good.
Are we bringing back painted fingernails at all?
Sure.
Cool.
Why not?
Well, yeah.
All the time. Haven't really thought about it too much. Yeah. Probably.
Well, now you are.
Sweet. By the way, I know we're talking a lot about music, obviously, because that's what's going on. Mm. Harry Styles, self-titled album. Debut album coming out May 12th. He does go on tour, and this is a super unique tour, and I can't wait to see the show. I just want to talk
about movies
real quick, because you got music, but you are doing some movies. And do you have a dream role? Mm-hmm. Like, do you see yourself like in a dream role at all? Like, who would you want to play?
Wow, that's a really good question. I don't know really. I think. I was always a massive fan of Chris Nolan's movies.
Yeah.
It was something that I feel like if I hadn't been involved in it, I'd be very excited to watch it. And I kind of really wanted to get involved. And I felt very lucky the whole time I was on set to be involved in a movie like that. And I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a fun one, and I think if there was stuff in the future where I really wanted to get involved, then I'd love to be able to try for it, I guess. Dream role, I'm not sure.
Can I put out into the universe that maybe one day James Bond, you know, just going to put that out there?
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
I don't know. I think like maybe like 15 years down the line, 20 years, whenever. Like, that's pretty sweet. I think you'd make a killer James Bond.
I don't like guns, man. So I don't know. Maybe I could use something else.
No guns.
Kind words and love.
Compliments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to throw roses around.
There you go.
Any collaborations on this album at all?
No, nothing.
Cool.
On this album.
All
no.
Harry Styles.
I feel like it was really important to me to work out what it was going to be going into it, not knowing what it was going to sound like. So I didn't know what my album was going to sound like, so I felt like I kind of wanted to work that out first, and just kind of not kind of stray too far from just making an album of what I wanted it to be for my first one, I guess. But no, nothing on this one.
What's the hardest part of this solo process so far for you?
I'd say you can't deflect any questions to anyone else.
It's a really good answer.
Yeah, it's just you.
It's all you.
And then but I'm finding new ways to wriggle out of stuff, which has been a lot of fun.
Love for you, Harry Styles. Thank you so much for taking the time, man.
Thank
it really means
so
a lot.
Much, man. Thanks for having me.